Hey, it's Dean Cortez, and I'm back with you to answer some more mail from our readers that has come in with questions about their dating lives and taking their game to the next level. So in this installment, I've got a question from Derek in Singapore. And Derek wrote to me and said this: "Hi, Dean. It's commonly known that being confident is super important if you want to get better with women, and it's no secret that women are attracted to confident guys. But I'm wondering, do you have any techniques for actually building self-confidence? I'm eager to start using your tactics to start approaching and picking up a whole new level of women, but by nature, I'm not a very confident person, and real confidence is something you can't really fake. So do you have any advice on this?" All right, well, Derek, I appreciate the email, and you're totally right. Confidence really can't be faked. I talk a lot in my programs about the importance of being congruent. And being congruent means that your techniques and your tactics, the things you say, the way you move, the way you interact with women, it's got to sync up with your confidence level. In other words, you can learn the best openers, you can learn the best conversation tactics and techniques, but if you're not demonstrating self-confidence, if it seems like you're faking it and you don't really believe what you're saying and what you're doing, you lack congruency, and women can smell this. So really, to get the best possible use out of the techniques that I teach, you've got to have a fairly healthy level of self-confidence going in. Now, the good news is confidence can be developed. You know, some guys are under the impression that you're either born confident and outgoing, or else you'll forever be one of those shy, introverted guys. Totally not true. I myself made breakthroughs in my confidence level that have gotten me more women than I ever imagined possible. So what's the fastest and easiest way to build up your self-confidence, to jack it up to new levels? Well, really the fastest shortcut to developing self-confidence is to start achieving some small victories, okay? It's like a snowball rolling down a hill, and as it keeps rolling, it keeps gathering more snow, it keeps gathering more momentum, you know? Like self-confidence, you've got to realize it's not something that some guys are born with and the rest of us will never possess. Really, it's within all of us, okay? We're born as men. We've all got an alpha male side to us. But for a lot of guys, it's been deeply buried. Because over the years, all those failures we have with women and all those insecurities we build up in our own heads and all the limiting beliefs we start to develop, I mean, all that stuff just suppresses our self-confidence. Well, the best way to unleash it is to start, like I said earlier, take batting practice. Start notching up those small victories, okay? Once you become confident in the fact that you can talk to women, you can put smiles on their faces, get to know them, and then go on your way without ever being needy or, you know, exuding desperation, I mean, those small victories lead to larger ones. So it happens in increments, okay? Self-confidence doesn't get achieved overnight. It happens in small increments. It also helps tremendously to have a game plan for when you go into conversations with women, okay? Don't just wing it. That's why guys run out of steam and the awkward silences happen and the guys wind up getting blown off. When you've got some solid techniques and some material to work with, some material to talk to girls about, the conversations will flow much easier and you will gain confidence as a result. So a lot of guys are, you know, they're always saying, well, I don't know what to talk to girls about. You know, I don't know what to say to girls. Well, all you need to do is right now get out a pen and a pad of paper or fire up your word processor on your computer and make a list of your 5 most positive qualities. These could be interests of yours, they could be talents, they could be goals that you're working towards. 5 positive qualities. Now, in your next conversation with a woman, make it a point to sort of touch on a few of those areas and then get her to share on those topics as well. You know, what is she into? What is she passionate about? What is she working towards? And in my book, Mac Tactics, I also have chapters on techniques like cold reads and hypotheticals. These are techniques that you can use to sort of turbocharge the conversations that you have with girls. You never want to enter into a conversation and do the whole job interview routine. You know, so what's your name? Where are you from? Have you been here before? No, you want to enter into the conversation and control it. Control the interaction, guide the flow of the conversation. You want to be the one leading the whole interaction, asking her questions and then responding. So I don't have space here to lay out all these techniques, but the bottom line is you want to learn some of this stuff. You want to have material. You want to have some interesting stories to tell. The better equipped you are to talk to women, the more success you'll have. And as you experience more success and the conversations get longer and deeper and you start getting phone numbers and getting dates as a result of these conversations, your self-confidence is going to grow in steady increments. So when it comes to self-confidence, there is no magic bullet. There is no easy fix. However, just keep in mind that any guy can develop his self-confidence through applying this stuff. Confidence basically is like a muscle that every man is born with. But a lot of guys don't exercise that muscle for many years. and it atrophies, you know, it gets weak. So the more you exercise this muscle and build it up through conversations and through positive interactions, the more confident you become. And one last thing, don't think for a second that you don't have this in you. I mean, I have taught guys who were crippled by shyness and insecurity. They could barely talk to a dude, let alone a beautiful girl. But through learning these techniques and through applying them, you know, and then looking at it in terms of small steps, okay, these guys eventually wound up making major breakthroughs. And then looking back, you know, to where they were in their life a year ago and saying, I can't believe that I was so freaking afraid to talk to girls, because it's not that big a deal. It's actually fun.